November 3rd, 2025, at Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access unit system. You can learn more by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I'll pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or allow you to disconnect if you do not want to stay for the next. I am KF6GPE, your net control operator today. My name is Ray, and I'm located in Boulder Creek, California, and my SDF username just happens to be my call sign. When you check in, we'd like to know your call sign, your first name, your location, and your SDF username if you have one. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT or UTC via Echo Link number 9229. That's the TechLink conference. We'd like to thank Michael, M0VVC, for allowing us to use this conference. This is a directed net. That means if you have something to say, give your call and wait for me to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week I thought I'd talk a little bit and see if anybody's done any programming of microcontrollers, either for ham radio or anything else. I was excited to check my mail yesterday and see that my new M5-stat card computer came. It's, well, it's about the size of a credit card, which is why they call it a card computer. It's, I don't know, about the size of a credit card on the front, and then it's maybe half an inch, which is, what, a centimeter thick, has a little LCD, and has a little QWERTY keyboard that's impossible to type on, battery power, and then along the back are a bunch of breadboard contacts for GPIO stuff. Let me let it drop for a minute. Anyway, you can program it in MicroPython or Lisp or Arduino, or I suppose C or assembly, although I haven't seen anything about that. Either mess around with a display and keyboard or do other GPIO things. They offer plug-in hats for it for things like low-raw. Somebody's done a mesh-tastic port. So I'm just interested in fooling with it with MicroPython and seeing how far I get with it. So the question is whether or not you've messed with microcontrollers, and if so, which one, and if not, would you like to? All right, I'll now take check-ins. I see we don't have anyone connected, so maybe I'll just go down the board. I see AB9FJ. K0BIT, PY2BIL, AC3LYZ, and JI3WFN. I will begin with AB9FJ. Wayne, good evening. Your traffic to the net, please.
Hi, Ray. I don't know where it's coming from, but I'm getting some noise on your audio there. Maybe someone else can confirm that they're hearing it as well. Have no idea where it's coming from, but I'm able to copy you 100%. I haven't done anything with microcontrollers. I keep meaning to. I think I've got some Arduinos around here, but they're just waiting for me to get motivated to do something with them. Well, that's about all I can think of here. This is Wayne. I'm in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH.
Thanks, Wayne. I will now give K0BIT, Craig, the floor. And Craig, if you want to give me a signal report as well, just to see if you're hearing the same noise, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay. Oops, excuse me. This is Kilo Zero Bravo India Tango. Name is Craig. And in terms of the signal report, my audio is a little choppy, and that's kind of normal. I don't know why. It almost sounds like packet loss. This is not unique to you. It happens to everyone, and I think it's a side effect of some of my setup here. However, I don't hear anything on your audio. Let me go right back to you, net control, and say one more thing.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm using a different setup this week in my office, and that may be some of it. I should probably look for a ground loop. All right, I'll turn it back to you, K0BIT from Net Control KF6GBE.
Okay, so my name is Craig. My username is Craigify, my SDF username. And I didn't quite get the beginning of, there's usually a topic or a question. It sounded to be like something about microcontrollers. And I know absolutely nothing about that. I do use Raspberry Pis, and I do some interesting stuff with radio and miniature computers, but I don't really do much with microcontrollers. If you don't mind, can I just bring that right back to you, and is that the question you were asking? Over.
That's correct. And actually, I'd say a Raspberry Pi almost counts. What do you do with Raspberry Pis and ham radio?
Okay, so I've got a few things that I've got going on. I haven't been on this net maybe in a few weeks. But one of the things is, well, let's see. I'll give everybody the rundown. So I have a mobile office that I work out of, and my wife and I travel in. We haven't been doing much in the maybe the past year and a half, but we actually had a converted school bus, and then we kind of grew out of that, and we bought an old Class A and fixed it up. One of the things that you have to have when you're, I guess, in the kind of work that we're probably all in is you need reliable internet, and you need it to work. So one of the things that I did with a Raspberry Pi was I use, what do I run? I run OpenWRT, and I'm able to multi-home, two mobile internet connections on there. So, and I actually have two specifically designed and expensive mobile internet antennas that are on the roof, and they funnel into the Raspberry Pi, and I don't, it's not like, aggregating connections or anything, right, because they're two separate, they're basically just mobile data connections, right, so you could use one or the other, and I do that because sometimes you have a good signal from a tower to have a Verizon business and a T-Mobile connection, so you get one or the other on there. So that's one issue, that's one thing we do, what I do with a Raspberry Pi. The next is I've got a Raspberry Pi 4 that I have an All-Star node on, which I'm using right now, and I may actually also do some more Asterisk PBX stuff with that, as just for fun. I'm not sure yet what I would do. And then the next thing I've got for a Raspberry Pi 5 is I've got some AirSpy SDRs in there, and I listen to 900 megahertz trunk radio. And then I also have turned that same Raspberry Pi into a packet, amateur packet station, both VHF that I'm currently working on a dedicated antenna for, and HF. So I've got some HF packet that I'm starting to do, too, with Raspberry Pis. So anyway, that's what I'm doing with Raspberry Pis. This is K0BIT. Back to that.
Hey, Craig. Well, that's three more Raspberry Pis than I'm running. I've got one I'm running is a NTP server clock with GPS. It's been a lot of fun. It at least keeps the computers out of trouble. All right. Next, I'll turn it over to Guillermo, PY2BYL. This is KF6GPE, neck and pull. The traffic for the net, please.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo, PY2BYL, out of São Paulo in Brazil. My SDF username is G Canary. So, yeah, to your first question, microcontrollers. No, I don't do a lot with microcontrollers. I did some stuff on Arduino. Most exciting one I did was an interface for FT8 between computer and my radio, and there was the Arduino in the middle, so I picked up a project somewhere. And that worked pretty nice, but it never left the breadboard and ended up with a commercial product at the end. But there was a lot of fun with that one. Somewhere I have a Raspberry Pico laying around and some other one which I intended to do some mesh-tastic kind of LoRa stuff, but that never took off, so that's somewhere there for the future. And the extended question was Raspberry Pi. So let me pause for a sec to catch up here. So on the Raspberry Pi front, I have several ones here. I have about three Raspberry Pis 3s and two Raspberry Pi Zeros. Right now in service I have two Raspberry Pi 3s. One is my packet radio BBS. I'm running a packet radio BBS for several years of that Raspberry Pi connected worldwide. So that's pretty nice and fun. And the other one, which is a recent acquisition, let's say, so setup, that's an All-Star node. I got a Sherry hotspot that I connected to that Raspberry Pi, and that's in service now for several months, and that's also a lot of fun. So that's what I'm doing on my front. So back to UNet Control, this is PY2BIL.
Thank you, sir. I should look into All-Star as well. I was actually just talking to one of the hams in our local club. He's saying that three or four hams between us and the Santa Cruz club actually have all been setting up All-Star nodes. So I really should look at that and learn more about it. All right, let's see here. I believe next we have Bob, KC3LYZ. Good evening. Your traffic for the net, please.
Hello, this is KC3LYZ. Bob in Philadelphia, SCF username Robert R. No, I haven't really done anything with microcontrollers yet. I did play around with an Arduino board for an SDR, or actually be able to hook up to an FM HD radio on the Global Tuner site.
Well, we may have lost you. I'll let you give you a pause and see if you want to come on back. Nothing heard. I see we have a couple of new stations on the dashboard, too, which I'll get to in just a minute. But first, I'd like to call in Shige-san, JI3WFN. Good morning, I guess it would be for you. Your traffic for the net, please. Nothing heard. We'll try again in a few minutes. I mean, assuming I'm making the conference room okay, let's try this and see. VK2DY, Robert, good morning. Your traffic for the net, please.
Yes, indeed. Good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY, in northwestern Sydney, where it's 11:13 a.m. Monday morning. Sun is shining, 27 degrees Celsius, which is that 80, 81 Fahrenheit? Something, we'll call it that. And we're headed for a high of 33, which is, I think, 91 Fahrenheit, if I'm doing the math in my head correctly. So, a nice warm, springish day here in Sydney. Raspberry Pis, you know, I've got, since I bought the M1KE, I used to have all sorts of, I used to have a MMDVM, and I used to have all sorts of things set up for accessing the digital modes through Raspberry Pis and radios and stuff, and that all sort of went away when I bought the M1KE, because it's just so simple a device that it seems pointless to use any other device at this point. So I've got three or four Raspberry Pis sitting waiting for projects that I may come up with here. But I one of the things I really do want to do, and I should do this, and that would probably use one of the Pis, is I want to what is that digital mode on HF? FT8. And that would be a use for one of the Pis. I've also used one of the Raspberry Pi Zeros for my, I think I mentioned this many times before, I have a PDP-11 emulator. Actually, the front panel, it's about a 60% scale front panel of the PDP-11, and it has a Pi in the back that emulates the whole machine. but anyway, that's another Pi Zero in there that's doing that. At this point, I've got mainly I'm using emulators taking me back to the 80s. The Pi PDP-11, of course, takes me back to the 70s. But the thing I do use them for is I've got a Raspberry Pi 400, and I've got an Amiga emulator running on that very nicely, actually. And so I'm playing as if it were an Amiga computer. I've also done various other emulations. I like old computers, and so I've been emulating them because they're all so expensive to buy nowadays, and you can just emulate them for free. So that's pretty much what I'm using Raspberry Pis right now for, is old computing. VK2DY, back to net.
Excellent, thank you. Yeah, it really is impressive the number of emulators you can get running on a Pi, as well as how well the Pi actually handles them. And I have one of those PDP kits in my garage, and I need to actually clear a spot on my workbench and dust off my soldering iron and put together before my eyes and my hands get too shaky for it, because that looks like a lot of fun. So it's good to know you have yours working. All right, I think next up we have Colby, KF5DZF. Good evening. Your traffic for the net, please.
Yeah, hey, this is Colby, KF5ZSF, Boyd on SDF. So Raspberry Pis, various Pi devices and their uses, I think that they're really cool, and I have lots of plans. I have one that runs, it's basically like a hub at my house that sort of manages other systems, turns them on and off. I guess it's not technically Internet of Things, but I guess in a way it is. It's just sort of an access point, which is handy. You know, like I can log in, turn on my server and turn it off and all that sort of stuff. I've got one. It's a Nano Pi, which is really cool because it's about the size of a bottle cap, and I'm planning on connecting that to a screen, probably a touch screen. I'll probably have to purchase a touch screen. I have a screen that'll work, but it's not a touch screen, so I'd have to have a keyboard. Anyways, I want to use it for data collection for my coffee roaster system. I roast coffee, and having a sort of system there to track roasts would be helpful. So that's sort of the plan for that one. Lots of projects, I guess, is what I think of whenever I think of Raspberry Pis and that sort of thing. I've got another thing that I need done. I'm pretty diehard with my Linux systems now, and I don't want to use Windows. I have one laptop that's a dual boot, and so I want to do some audiovisual stuff. And when it comes to DJing equipment, there is there's only, you know, the integrations for commercial DJ equipment is basically only Windows. So I was considering using a Pi, but these systems aren't built for ARM. So I've been looking into what they call a Latte Panda or an Aeon board. For just running a piece of DJing software in front of my DJ controller. Anyways, I think that the technologies are really cool. It's cool that we can have computers just in our palms. Also, another thing that I'm interested in is SDR, so software-defined radio, and having a little portable Pi that has an SDR would also be cool. I mean, they call them Flipper Zeros, or that's sort of a brand name of them, but you can do a lot with cool stuff like that. But that's all I got. This is Colby in Maine, KF5ZSF. Back to the net.
Thanks, Colby. Yeah, it sounds like you got some good work on them. I'd actually be curious to know in the long run how your DJing efforts come out on your Linux machine. I do electronic music, and I've been using primarily Mac OS for ages. I understand if you can get the Linux sound drivers up and running well, you can actually have a fairly good setup. All right, I'm now going to try Shige-san one more time, JI3WFM. This is KF6GPE, net control of your traffic for the net, please. All right, nothing heard. I think it's now time to take any other rechecks. I think we've been around the floor once. If you have other traffic for the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. At that point, I think this will conclude this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net. Call it 22 minutes after the hour, 0022 Zulu. I'd like to thank you all for participating. We do this, as you know, every Monday morning at 0000 Zulu time, and I look forward to hearing you again. 73, this is KF6 GPE.